Welcome to another episode of Be Well, the podcast, hosted by Amber and Randy. On this podcast, we aim to simplify and dissolve mental health stigmas while highlighting depression and anxiety through education and experience. Additionally, we desire to build a new narrative for mental wellness while bridging the gap between experienced and inexperienced people while becoming a new and safe normal. We hope you'll stick around and become part of the B3 community. Now let's tune in to today's episode.
What it is.
Oh, what's up?
I was going to finish it, but I was like,
Sorry. I thought that pause was for me to come in.
No. I was just trying to remember that song is actually not really that appropriate. So I didn't want to finish it.
That's why I was like, okay. And I was like, well, you know, I'm just going to follow suit a little bit in appropriate style. But there we have it.
Oh, goodness. That is so funny.
What's goody? Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good. I was about to say, actually, I don't know when the last time everyone heard us. Because last week was me and Brittany. And, I think before that it was me, you, and Charisse. But it hasn't been just us in a while. Because even before Charisse, it was me and Candace.
Right, because I feel like I ain't recorded in a minute on this podcast. And I'm not mad at it. Because you've been out here doing your thug thizzle, you feel me?
Can you hear me screaming?
I cannot.
Tell me that you can. Ooh, yikes.
Bet y'all heard that. In the event that you didn't.
Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
Right, I cannot. My dryer just went off, so if y'all heard that, that's what that was. But yeah, but it's good to be back in the house or whatever. But I said that I haven't been on this podcast in a minute because
dang, you can have
the... Oh, my bad, player. My, you know, I love a good shameless plug.
Well, since we're already here, let's
since
talk about
we
hours.
Are already here, period. What are they gonna do, Brandy? And I will tell them where
they are going to follow, engage, ooh, DM, comment,
yes,
share the page,
yes,
share the reels,
yes,
get that follower count up,
period.
And they can do that at
on Instagram. You can find us at bewell_thebrand. Once again, bewell as one word, _thebrand as one word. We follow back
and do,
don't be scared,
and do. If you do not have Instagram and you would like to submit any requests to be a guest or topic that you would like to hear about, etc., you can email us at thebrand.bewell@gmail.com.
Let's go. If you want it, you can get it. Let me know.
I. The energy is energy. Take two.
It's energy so much.
The energy is energying.
Period.
Today.
Period.
We haven't shouted out people in a long time, but I'm going to go ahead and run it back to Tina and Becky because they be doing the do. They be commenting. Becky be sending me personal messages about it. And thanks to y'all faithful listeners. And whoever else listens faithfully. Those are just the two that have been vocal about it.
Facts. We definitely appreciate y'all individually and collectively, okay?
For sure, for sure.
Because it reminds me of that reel that's like... And I'm showing my age because I do not be on TikTok. So I don't even know if this was TikTok first or, but anyway, it's the one that says to all the 11 people that be watching my content.
Yes.
Y'all want some from the gas station because that's what it's feeling like over here. But it don't matter because somebody is being blessed.
Hallelujah.
By the content. So we're going to keep giving it to you point blank.
Period.
And
that's
period.
Hilarious because I just posted a reel right before this on the Instagram page. With the sound that was like, you know what, I could.
Oh, that
but
one.
But I could,
yeah.
Or something, but I just don't want to. But right. I was like, point of view, I'll never stop advocating for mental health, period.
Period. It is definitely near and dear to our hearts, so y'all gonna get this biz nai, as Lil Scrappy would say.
Ma'am, please. Now you're really showing your age.
Yo, not a little scrappy, bro. Oh,
that's
my goodness.
Wild.
Yo, I used to watch Love and Hip Hop so hard, bro. I don't watch it no more. But that used to be my ish. But yeah.
That is so funny.
We done held y'all long enough, so I guess we can go ahead and get into this content.
All right. So today I'm going to treat Amber like a guest.
Okay.
Because I would like her to share some things with the people then.
Okay.
And I feel like we have very briefly shared, but I want to go a little bit more in depth. So, 2 years ago, what took place in your life, girl?
2 years ago, I did not like how I looked. Physically, I did not like how I felt. And I just was like, yo, enough is enough, bro. Literally enough is enough. I got to the point where I had to shift my stomach around just to bend over to tie my shoe. And I was not a fan of that. I just was like, I am way too young. At the time, I was 33.
I have a question.
Okay.
How did you shift your stomach? I'm childish. Okay, I'm sorry. Keep going. I knew what you meant.
I had to physically, for those that are visual learners and don't know what I meant by that, I literally had to like pick it up a little bit and move it to the left or to the right to be comfortable because I had clothes on.
Yeah.
So like I had on jeans or whatever. So I had to be comfortable enough to bend over and tie my shoe. But yeah, she said it correctly. She is childish. So there's that.
Wow. It's the endorsement for me.
I cannot. My endorsement.
But yes. Clinical things, girl, in my head all the time.
So that is kind of what happened initially.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided very soon thereafter to do something about it because the thing about it is we can always say, oh, well, we'll wait for, you know, Monday or we'll wait for next month or we'll wait for next year, especially like New Year's resolutions type stuff. But literally one of two things. Tomorrow's not promised.
Mm-hmm.
You guys know that we are Christians, so we do believe in the Bible. And so God tells us that tomorrow's not promised. No man knows the day nor the hour. That one specifically says, for which the Son of Man cometh. But God can choose to, you know, end our lives at any time that he so desires, which sounds morbid, but that's the reality, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's crazy that you say that. I just learned yesterday that a friend of mine that I met in grad school, that was kind of just in the area, but hung with some people that I used to hang out with, was murdered.
Oh.
Very recently. Just found that out yesterday, which was crazy. But tomorrow truly isn't promised.
It really isn't. And then the second part of that is why put off something today when you why put off something for tomorrow when you can start today? And so I just kind of adapted those mentalities. I don't know that I'm not going to lie. I don't remember, to be honest, the day that I started. I just knew that that was my precipitating factor to get me to start. And I honestly think I do start, I honestly think that I did start the day after, but I cannot recall. It's just been so long ago. But either way, I got started with exercise. And I don't want to get too ahead of your questionnaire. Okay. So I don't know where you want me to stop there.
Okay. So if I recall, because we were still living together at the time, I think it started out as a challenge in May, or was it March?
Yes, it was May. But I think as far as my timing, I was saying, like, I don't know what date in my head that I bent over to, like, tie my shoes.
Oh, you know what I mean? Gotcha.
Yeah. Yes, it definitely did start as a challenge. And y'all know Instagram is my gig, okay? So I start on Instagram on May 1st, and I just started hashtagging May Day Challenge. And I think because it was kind of catchy and cute at the time, and then it became something where I was tagging other friends who I knew were people who either were interested in being active or were already active. And so Instagram kind of became my accountability partner by default, because I would exercise and then I would post that I either finished or was about to start, or what that looked like on Instagram. And I would just be like, oh, May Day Challenge 9 or May Day Challenge Day 9, you know, and so on and so forth for 31 days.
Oh, okay.
So, sorry. Because I can tell the story without stopping. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that I'm answering what you're asking me.
Yeah, no, I feel that. I appreciate that. I'm not even going to lie to you. These questions are coming off the top of the dome. So,
okay, that's fine too.
So, it is no secret that we both deal with anxiety and depression. So, and it's also no secret that just wellness overall, but like the intentional movement of your body and healthy eating, etc., aids in the recovery of those diagnoses. So in the past 2 years, trying to figure out how I'm gonna phrase the latter half of that. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being, I mean, it's cool, and 10 being, this is the best I've ever felt overall, mentally and physically, where would you put yourself on the scale since you've been focusing on this part of your journey?
Oh, 15 and a half.
Can you hear me screaming?
15 and a half. And I say that because, yes, for me, it started with the mindset of, oh, I don't like how I look.
Sure.
But it became so much more transformative.
Mm.
And I wasn't aware that it was going to be so transformative.
Yeah.
And so with that, because of the compounded interest, if you will, of not liking how I looked, not being confident in who I was and how I looked, with depression and anxiety in the middle of a pandemic, like there were just a lot of situations happening, and I wasn't here for it. So I made the decision, and initially it was going to be just a 31 day challenge, just to say that I did it, I conquered it, and you know, whatever. Well, here we are 2 years later, 50 plus pounds down or whatever. It's like, right, like 51, 52, not like, oh, 75. Let's be honest. For those of you that know my physique, I'm slender and I have an athletic build essentially. But I knew that that was one, the heaviest that I had been in my life.
You said something the other day that I think it was on Instagram that you lost 50 pounds. I was like, what? Because to us, that yeah. Me personally, like, yes, that was the biggest you'd ever been, but like,
I still wasn't.
It
big.
Wasn't like, I don't know what's the most appropriate word to because I don't want to be offensive to other people.
Gotcha.
But, like you were probably a large in most clothing, which to me is still not a large. Can depend on a lot of things. It can depend on the way that your waist is proportioned in pants. A large could be
height.
Yeah, that's a good point too. I never would have thought of that,
because that's actually where most of my weight comes from. It's my height.
Yeah. And up top, it could be, you know,
right,
how well endowed you are. So to that point, you were large, but not large, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And that's why, you know, the comparison is the thief of joy. Mm-hmm. Because although I was not large to the mainstream eye, I was large to myself.
Yeah.
Because I was comparing myself to where I had previously been. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I knew that, and granted, I don't feel like I was even healthy when I was smaller because I was not conscious about what's going into my body. Yep. I wasn't conscious about being, you know, intentional about movement, regardless of how skinny. And that's one of the misconceptions that I really want to like debunk, if you will. Mm-hmm. Skinny does not mean healthy, baby. Like, I used to eat like trash and I used to eat a lot of food and people were like, dang, I don't even know where you put it. You so small. Baby, that didn't mean I wasn't eating, honey, because let me tell you something. One thing about Amber is, baby, I like to eat me some food. And I still like to eat me some food. But I understand the different foods that will satiate me at this point.
What's that mean?
Essentially, it's a fancy-ish kind of word.
Like that, a feel?
Yeah, just like the feeling of fullness.
Okay.
So, for example, like now, I know and understand that if I eat some protein, mm-hmm. I'm going to be quote unquote satiated for longer. So I'm going to have a feeling of fullness longer. Whereas if I eat something that's some chips, it's not going to do anything. And I'm going to want to keep eating so that I can feel full. Mm-hmm. And then that's how we kind of go into that rabbit hole of just kind of binge eating. Cause you're never feeling full. You're just, you know, a lot of people are eating to just be eating. One of my coworkers yesterday at work, she was like, I just eat because there's food here. Like, I'm not even hungry. Mm-hmm. And she said that at like lunchtime, because we get a lot of foods catered. I work in the healthcare field, like in the clinic setting. So a lot of people cater reps and things, you know, that want us to sell their product or, you know, give samples of their product or whatever. Mm-hmm. They'll bring lunches. So we get maybe 2 to 3 lunches a week on average. And so yesterday she was eating like a snack at like 3 o'clock, but it was the food that we ate for lunch, which we go at like 11, 12 o'clock. And so the girl, one of the other girls, she was like, such and such, are you actually hungry? She was like, no. I was like, okay. And so a lot of times, like, that's what people kind of falter to, is just eating out of boredom or because there's food around. And I find myself now not buying certain foods for my house. Mm-hmm. Because once I get home for the night, I'm home for the night. Very rarely am I going back out just to get some food that I don't need anyway. So if I don't buy it for my house, I don't have the desire to just eat it for, you know, an hour at a time. But I feel like I've gotten away from the question at hand, because I think you threw me off a little bit when you asked me what satiated means.
Oh, my bad.
No, you're good. But I don't know what the initial question was.
Me either at this point, but it's fine.
Yeah. We can regroup. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. Well, I love that for you. Because that is not yet my story, but I'm working on figuring all those things out. And I was talking to a mutual friend who went on a like super cleanse probably about 10 years ago now, was the smallest that they had ever been in their life. And then they gained all the weight back. And, she was like, I have to not necessarily get back to that size, but I have to get back to a healthier version of me. And the first time I did it, I was doing it because I had never been skinny. And now I'm doing it with a different mindset of health. Mm-hmm. And I loved that. I loved mm-hmm. that.
Well, that's what we were initially talking about anyway, was health versus what it looks like, in society. Like, because your question was, on a scale of 1 to 10, you know,
how it changed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So back to that, I like that she said that and that she noticed that there was a difference, because there is a mindset shift that happens. And for me, with my journey, it happened at about week 3 or 4 of that May Day challenge in 2022. And that's where my mind body connection was initiated. So I realized that there was mental clarity as I was exercising every single day and watching what I eat. So the thing about food for me is I started with portion control, right? So I didn't try to do everything at once. And I was just telling somebody else about this. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be overwhelming.
Yeah.
You just have to do what works for you. And everything is not going to work for certain people like it did someone else. And you have to be okay with that. I saw somebody at the park the other day. I was walking 3 miles and she was like, "Why are you out here walking to lose weight?" I was like, "No, I'm walking for heart health. I'm walking to stay moving. A body in motion stays in motion. I'm walking to, you know, those types of things." And she was like, "Well, I'm ready. I'm ready to lose weight." And I was like, "Okay." I said, "Well, here's my number. You know, how ready are you?" Because here's the thing. It doesn't matter what myself, your personal trainer, your nutritionist, your health coach, your doctor, it doesn't matter what any of those people say, until you're ready to make a change, you're not going to do it.
Yeah.
Or you may do it half-heartedly, or you may do it and it's not going to be something that's sustainable for the long run.
Yes.
And I think that that's why my journey is so important to me, because I still enjoy the foods that I like to eat. I never once cut out anything that I enjoy eating. I never once tried to go on a quote unquote diet. I never once tried to do all of these things because I knew that that wasn't sustainable in the long run. But what I did do was I made my portion sizes smaller, which meant that I may have had to eat more throughout the day. And that's okay if you're eating appropriate portions, you know, which meant I did not eat as many sweets. I didn't buy sweets for my house. So if I got some, I would either stop on my way home or I just wouldn't have any if I made it home first. You know, you have to make, and I was listening to a podcast this morning, y'all. When I say y'all podcast, be saving my life. I was listening to a podcast this morning and he was like, every single day you are making a deposit or a withdrawal from your life's investment, essentially. And
I've heard something like that before.
Yeah. So it's like, whatever you consciously make up your mind to do, think about those consequences and think about those actions thereafter before you even do what you're doing. Don't go through life so mundane that it's such a routine that you're not understanding what you're doing and or why you're doing it. And so I was like, man, that hit home for me. So it was just a reminder to, like, you know, press forward, because it does get hard. This is not something that is easy. I did not want to work out this morning. I didn't work out till about 11 o'clock. And that ain't like me.
And that's a child. That's bedtime for her. She'd be up at 1 a.m. Just playing.
Like that's not who I am. Like I'm a 5 a.m. exercise girly. You know what I'm saying? Before it was a trend on Instagram, because 2 years ago it was not. And that's what time I was getting up, because I had to be at work at 6:30. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, do what works for you. But do something that's going to be sustainable.
Yeah.
That's literally the key. Honestly, like,
that is key.
You talk to any health and fitness guru, like, if you're going to be able to maintain this 20 years from now, then this is for you. If you're not going to be able to, then don't even start it now, because it's going to be a waste of time.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, just like your friend experienced, she lost a significant amount of weight and then she gained it all back.
Yeah.
And that's the trajectory of a lot of people. And then we like to blame it on diets and Well, diet culture is a whole nother situation in and of itself.
Oh, child.
You know, so yeah.
I'd argue that it's rooted in fat phobia. And there was another word I was going to use, but
what, body dysmorphia?
Yes, thank you.
Because I'm not even going to lie, y'all, that's real. And I'm not going to say I have it, because I don't want to speak that over my life, but I resonate with that very heavily. And it's very crazy to me, because although I know where I've come from and that I'm no longer that size, but I also know that my body doesn't look the way that I still want it to look. And it's playing with my mental. And that's the thing. Me and my homegirl talk about it all the time. I'd be like, yo, sis. What's happening? She'd be like, bro. but to have people in the same, you know, type of environment and community who can understand, but help get our mindset in a healthy, you know, back on track, it definitely is helpful, because I don't stay there and she doesn't stay there, but we know that it's definitely a real thing. And meanwhile, people are on the outside looking at us like, yo, you like little bitty, like you look good. But in my mind, I'm like, girl, I got this little stomach situation right here that I want to get rid of. I want to be on, what's that? What's that, Drake?
I don't know.
Stomach on flat, flat.
Oh, yeah, that's Drake.
Yeah, you know? And it ain't even about stomach for me. It's just about overall health, honestly.
Yeah.
But the mental clarity portion, that mind-body connection that I've experienced and continue to experience, has been one of the things that I believe personally and strongly that is one of the reasons why I am not on anxiety medication. And I am one to advocate for whatever it is you need health-wise. I'm not scared to get on no anxiety medication, because maybe if it continues to go crazy, I'm getting on some medication. Yeah. So please don't misunderstand what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that I am taking every precaution to not have to do that, because then I don't want to have to also rely on that. Then you build a medication tolerance. And it's just a cycle. It really is just a cycle. And so if I can avoid even getting on that hamster wheel, I'm going to do everything in my power every single day to make good choices that are going to impact my overall health in a positive way.
Yeah, I love it. Before I forget, I want us to highlight this. For our ADHDers, our bipolarers, our depressionists, anxietyists. as best as you can, don't let those things stop you. I have personally definitely allowed it. Trying to get back on the saddle, but we're working on it. There's lots of barriers in this moment. But we're working on breaking those down. But I will also say physical health conditions as well. Don't let it stop you. It's crazy, because when I was in the, I would say the height or the peak of my health condition, I was still trying to exercise. Now that it's maintained, I'm just like, LOL, what a joke, when I think about exercising. And it's crazy. But like Amber said, I am personally trying to get into a mindset of like, I'm not doing this because I don't like the way that I look. I'm doing this for health reasons.
Now I will interject here and say, sometimes that mindset does not come first. And a lot of times that mindset doesn't come first, because if people wait until that mindset comes,
oh, for sure,
they may never actually do anything
because
it's only going to be in the mind. Sometimes we have to help our mind move forward
by
just moving our bodies.
Yep. It's called behavioral activation.
Yeah.
But just, and we say this all the time, y'all, even if you're uninsured or low income, the health department exists, y'all. So accessibility is not always an excuse. So go.
Accessibility for what? I'm confused.
I'm getting ready to say it.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Go to some sort of physician, NP, D, MD, OD, whatever, or DO is what I was trying to say, to get maybe even quarterly blood work. That's super important. There's things you have to ask for, like hormone levels and things, and thyroid and et cetera. 'Cause there's so many medical conditions that mimic a lot of mental health conditions, such as hypo or hyperthyroidism, low vitamin D levels, low iron, high cortisol and or testosterone levels specifically in women. So that's something that I'm looking into for myself right now. So again, all of this is accessible. So the health department, an urgent care, they do blood work as well. And a normal general practitioner facility. So make sure that we're looking at all of our health. All of it. In our endeavors to move forward. Because Amber has said probably 2 or 3 times now, body, mind, soul. That's a real, real thing. And it matters.
And that's why Be Well is also a thing. Because we understand fundamentally, as well as conceptually, that our bodies are our most prized possession. And if one piece is not working efficiently or effectively, it's a domino effect. And so in order to build the foundation, we have to understand our why. Hopefully is to be healthy first. And if it's not, like in my case, you'll get there. And that will become your why and be important to you, so that when you're 80 and 85, you can be walking upright. I have a 97-year-old auntie who does not use a cane, does not use a walker. She drives like a bat out of hell.
And
like, she's 4 feet tall, probably. Like, sis is living her best life. And I love that for her. And she's so sharp in the mind as well. Also working on your mind. Do things that are going to stimulate your brain. Those types of things and activities help decrease dementia and Alzheimer's, right? So keeping your brain sharp and intact. There's a game on the New York Times called Wordle. Do something that's going to challenge your mind every single day. I feel like I'm a broken record, y'all. I say the same thing over and over, but that should tell you that that's how much I believe in it, and how much that alone, that experience, those experiences have changed my life for the better. That's it. That's all.
Yes. So, last two questions, I hope. This journey has brought you to a place to create a platform. And what is that platform? Platforms.
So I'd have two platforms. One is, of course, on Instagram, because I already told y'all that's my gig. So you can follow me on Instagram at Project Misfit. And it's one word. And it's spelled Project MISSFIITT. Two S's, two I's, two T's. And then I also have my own separate podcast, streaming on all available streaming platforms, called the Misfit Project Podcast. So you can definitely holler at your girl on both of those things. If you are interested to see kind of what my everyday life looks like, what I eat, how I am hopefully motivating and inspiring other people to be the best version of themselves, especially as it relates to health and fitness. It is currently May, so I am doing the May Day Challenge. So I am also moving my body 30 minutes every single day for the month of May. And this, again, is my 2 years. So May 31st will be 2 years that I have been on this particular side of the intentional health and fitness journey. And I'm telling y'all, it's better over here. It's sweeter over here. It's less worry over here. You can enjoy life and be who you want to be over here. And I love that for me, and I can't wait to love that for you.
Here he is. So the last question I have is, if people are interested in starting their journey.
Okay. Yes.
Are you open and available to
I am actually. I actually have a I have a
Operation.
no, what is it called? Anyway, I have to create a fitness regimen for somebody currently by the end of today. So I'm excited to do that. That's on my to-do list. I will be getting it done today, and I'll be getting it to them by the end of this weekend. But yes, I am available for people to essentially be a client of mine. And you can hit me up again on Instagram in the DMs for that specific information, or you can email me at themisfitproject@gmail.com. And again, that's two S's, two I's, and two T's. So themisfitproject@gmail.com if you are interested in changing your life for the better, especially as it relates to intentional movement, eating better, and just seeing the changes in your life.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. So I'm excited about
Awesome. Well, thank you, guest. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
it. I mean, I low-key feel like it a little bit. You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me. Be well. It was such a pleasure and an honor to be here and talk about my journey with you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
I forgot to say at the very beginning that this is Mental Health Awareness Month. But hopefully it was low key made it clear. However, it's also going to be in the show notes for the description. But happy Mental Health Awareness Month. Yeah.
Yes, happy Mental Health Awareness Month. Period.
So we will be engaging more in different ways throughout this month. The last housekeeping thing I'll say is that we'll take a sabbatical in July just to prepare you guys in advance. But we'll be here for the next 2 months. So again, if y'all want to be a guest,
Hit us up
period.
because they go down in the DM.
I'm screaming.
Bye.
Okay. All right, y'all. Goodbye.
Bye.